Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Tony McGinley here at Ramus Communications here in West Grove, Pennsylvania. And I'm here to bring on the Family Rosary Program, but first our Novena Prayer to Our Lady of Fatima. So let's begin. O Most Holy Virgin Mary, you came to Fatima to reveal the graces which come from praying the Holy Rosary to the three children, Lucia, Jacinta, and Francisco. Inspire us with a sincere love of this devotion so that, like the children, it is not a burdensome task, but a life-giving prayer. May our prayers and meditations on the mysteries of our redemption bring us closer to your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus, the miracles, prophecies, and prayers which your mother brought to us at Fatima amazed the whole world. We are certain of her closeness to you. We ask through the intercession of Our Lady of Fatima that you graciously hear and answer our prayers. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Amen. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us in that prayer. We think that we're spiritually empowered to make a difference. Our Blessed Mother at Fatima indicated that when she asked us to pray the rosary every day and make sacrifices and practice the first Saturday devotion. Today, now for the Family Rosary Program, we have a special guest today, and Brian Gale. Brian is an author and an activist and pro-life, and also a member of the Knights of the Immaculate, which is something dear to our mentor, Father Maximilian Kolbe, St. Maximilian Kolbe. So without further ado, I hope Brian is still on the line there. We had a little mix-up in a few, at the beginning, but I think he's still there. Are you still there, Brian?
I'm sorry, Tony. I didn't catch the question.
Oh, no, there was no question. It just was, the question was, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm always holding my breath because, it's a long story. In any event, we're glad to get you, Brian. I wanted to run by a couple things I heard about that you were a very good baseball pitcher at one time. Is that right?
In another life.
Okay. and that you're an author of some books and articles?
In another life.
Okay. Well, I hope I get to this one. How about golf? Evidently, you're pretty good at golf because you're running a tournament or something in October.
Well, thank you for mentioning it, Tony. We have a golf outing on October 21, and any of your listeners who are interested, we'd be delighted to welcome you. It's at the White Manor Country Club, and it's in really to support my brother Kevin, who suffered a paralyzing injury mm-hmm. at a family reunion 2 years ago tomorrow, actually, on a Delaware beach. And as I say, paralyzed from the shoulders down on a respirator, living in Portland, Oregon, with his wife. He has 15-hour daily in-home care. The expense is $168,000 a year, and the family is trying to do everything and anything we can think of to try to help him. So this golf outing is to raise money to help pay for my brother's in-home care.
Okay, very good. And once again, how do people find out more information and sign up or whatever?
Yes, they can absolutely contact you, and you have my contact information, and
yes,
I will send you the flyer on it, which you can send out to them, and it has a means by which they can call me for more information.
Okay.
It also has means by which they can register as a golfer if they would like to come, and we welcome them. We'd love to have them. And it also provides basic information like the schedule and other things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds really good. The next topic I wanted to run by you, Brian, that I heard a lot about was the Knights of the Immaculate. You're an official member of that organization, correct?
Oh, yeah. The Knights of the Immaculate go back, 102 years now. In 2017, we celebrated really St. Maximin Kolbe's beginning of the Knights of the Immaculate. And it was, if you can believe it, the same day that Our Lady of Fatima appeared for the last time to the children.
October 13th.
The Miracle of the Sun. On that very day, October 13, 1917, St. Maximin Kolbe in Rome, unbeknownst to him, he didn't know anything it was happening in a place called Portugal, Fatima, Portugal. But he saw that Freemasonry was a virulent, offensive force that has as its goal the annihilation of the Catholic Church, the complete elimination of it. And so he started the Knights of the Immaculate as an antidote to it. Men and women would consecrate their lives to the Immaculate and to the Sacred Heart of Jesus through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And all of the things which all of us do that are of any good are given by our Blessed Mother to our Lord to ultimately bring about the ends for which he most desires,
right,
which is, of course, the salvation of souls. So there are about 3 million knights around the world. There are 1,500 here in the Mid-Atlantic region. We made our first retreat 37 years ago. There were just 12 of us. And we learned all about St. Maximin Kolbe and Marian consecration at the feet of a great Franciscan priest and really the church's expert on St. Maximin Kolbe. His name is Father James McCurry, OFM, Order Friars Minor. And 37 years later, we'll be doing and having another one of our retreats at Malvern. The last 30-some years have been at Malvern. One of the reasons is because we've grown so, and every year we sell out, at least for the last 6 years, and we anticipate another one this year. So if anybody listening to this has an interest in our retreats and would like to consider making this year's retreat, it's November 15 to 17 at Malvern. 6 o'clock dinner, 8 o'clock first session on Friday night, the 15th, through Mass and consecration on Sunday, wrapping up around noon on the 18th. The 17th, so everybody can get back for the football game. But we have, over 300 men who jam into every room and bed and onto every mattress that they can find for us. Sometimes we have overflow, and those of us who live nearby will bring boarders in, and we make the retreat. Those are for the people who maybe register at the last minute. So we encourage anybody who would like to register to do so now by going to the Malvern Retreat website and looking up the Knights of the Immaculate Retreat on November 15 to 17. Mm-hmm. And this year we're having, as we say, the golden one, the golden voice of Father George Rutler. He's just maybe the most eloquent defender of the faith in the church today.
He is. He's terrific.
The English-speaking world. Brilliant, funny, a little irreverent. Men love him, and he talks men's language. He talks to men like men, and the theme is about the renewal of our families, and the theme is the renewal begins with you. And Father Rutler will take that on. He will educate us. He will form us. He will challenge us. He will encourage us. And I can pretty much tell you we're going to have another sellout crowd. So hope anybody who listens to this and who wants to be part of it, by the way, it's an outstanding group of men. Anybody who has made any of our retreats will tell you that. They're just I don't know why, but we just seem to attract. Our Lady sends us the best priests and the finest men. And every year we have about 100 new men. And many of them are younger. We have a lot of young men in their 30s and early 40s, and we have maybe about 25 or 30 who are in high school and college and in their 20s. So, you know, it's getting younger, and more and more people, of course, are looking for a little bit of time to pray. And that's what a retreat does. It gives you time to go off and pray, and yet at the same time have community meals with other men who are also searching for a deeper relationship with our Lord.
Oh, boy. That really sounds good. Brian, does your group kind of have other meetings of some sort during the year in addition to the retreat, or is it pretty much a private part on the part of each person?
It is, Tony. We're really St. Maximilian has three levels of knighthood, if you will. There's M1, 2, and 3. M1 is really, I like to call it free safeties. What we do is, at his encouragement, we get involved with apostolic works, and whether they're of the church, whether they're lay people who are obviously very good Catholic gentlemen and ladies. And we bring Our Lady to our consecration into those works. Pro-life, you mentioned. We have schools, Regina academies, we have publishing houses, we have authors, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have people who teach, who, you know, drive buses and taxis, plumbers and carpenters, and men who are involved in really every kind of work. And what we do is we just consciously bring Our Lady and her gentle, loving presence into the middle of these various apostolic works. And we leaven the work, as Colby said. That's how he instructed to do it. Just bring the Immaculate into this. And if you do that, she'll be part of it. And the results will be better than if you didn't do that and you didn't become a part of it. There are higher levels where people in what they call the M2, M3 in particular, they gather and they do have regular meetings. And from time to time, we do have speakers and events and things like that. But generally, we found that the best response we get is to these annual retreats where our men get a chance to recharge and then go out and continue in the good work that they do.
Boy, that's really good. You know, for all this time, I've been wondering more information about the Knights of the Immaculate other than maybe what I've read or heard here and there. But what you just explained really does summarize it very well. Really happy to hear that. Brian, we like to say the rosary around this time of our program, and I was thinking maybe we could meditate on the joyful mysteries today. I guess because today is Monday. Your thoughts on that? Am I missing anything?
Well, the joyful mysteries, you know, the meditation platform or format for that is just imagining what Our Lady felt in each moment when the angel Gabriel announced, and as Bishop Sheen said, all of heaven waited in hushed silence for her response. This young 15-year-old, I suppose, young lady, immaculately conceived, she conceived our Lord in her heart before she conceived him in her womb, as St. Maximilian Kolbe said. And then how did she feel as she was traveling to her cousin Elizabeth's home to share this incredible news and discover that Elizabeth, too, was with child? The herald, the forerunner of her own son, the greatest man born of woman, in our Lord's own words, St. John the Baptist. How did she feel making that long trek to Bethlehem from Nazareth in the cold and on the back of a donkey when she was expecting and finding people that were unable to provide any room in any of the inns so that she ended up in a stable outside of town, accompanied only by animals, as it were. Presentation of our Lord, how proud she would have been And yet, that brought great sorrow too, because she ended up heading back home thinking her husband had our yes. Lord under his watch, and yet he didn't, thinking his wife had our Lord under her watch. So the finding of Jesus in the temple may be probably as glorious and joyful an event, if you will, as any of them, because they lost the Lord and they found the Lord.
Right.
And
right.
We can all relate to that, because throughout our journeys in faith, from time to time, we all lose the sense of the Lord. Not that he loses us. He doesn't. We know that. And we trust in his ever close and proximate presence in our lives.
Yes.
But we do lose a sense through sin and just being overwhelmed with the events of the day and the things that we're accountable for.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then when we find him again, we feel a great euphoria. So we can relate to the five joyful mysteries okay. and how Our Lady must have felt in each of those instances, especially when she found her son.
Okay, very good, Brian. Let's keep in our prayers today all the victims and families of victims of violence and natural disasters, violence in the form of abortion, for example. Let's continue praying for Pope Francis and all the members of the clergy throughout the world, all the souls in purgatory, all the souls in need of confession, and also all our families and friends and so on. So let's begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. We believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
The Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the saints, the sons, resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Okay. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
The first joyful mystery is the Annunciation, where the angel Gabriel came to Mary and said she was to be the mother of God. And fruit of the mystery is humility. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins.
Our sins, save us the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy.
The second joyful mystery is the visitation by our Blessed Mother to Saint Elizabeth, the mother of Saint John the Baptist, and fruit of the mystery is love of neighbor. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our
death. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus.
Give us our sin. Save us.
From the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven.
Need of thy mercy.
Right. Third joyful mystery is the birth of our Lord Jesus, and fruit of the mystery is poverty in spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Yes, amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. The fourth joyful mystery is the presentation of our Lord in the temple, and fruit of the mystery is obedience. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fifth joyful mystery is finding the child Jesus in the temple, and fruit of the mystery is joy in finding Jesus. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping, in this veil of tears. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. And now let us pray. O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech you, that by meditating upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection and implored your help or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin Virgin, our Mother. To you we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Brian, for joining us today here in our recitation of the Holy Rosary, and also earlier our Novena prayer to Our Lady of Fatima. And, I saw you, I don't know if you remember, I met you at the Pennsylvanians for Human Life dinner there last spring, was it, or the spring before? I don't know, one of those dinners. I don't know if you recall. It was a short time. A good friend of ours, Charlie DeFeo, introduced me. Do you remember that? Or
oh, yeah, Charlie. Wonderful Catholic gentleman.
Sure
wonderful.
Is. Yeah, he comes on the program here quite frequently, and he just got back from Florida, and he's got a lot to talk about when he comes on here the next time. So, anyway. Well, listen, Brian, thank you for giving us time during your busy schedule today.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Tony. Thank you, and I commend to our Blessed Mother, the Immaculate, your wonderful apostolate.
Oh, boy. Thank you, Brian, and I sure would like to talk to you again sometime, okay?
Thanks so very much.
Okay. All right, everybody. That was Brian Gale, and now we're going to conclude our programming here today with the music here from Annie Carto, and she is a songstress, is that the right word, from Treasure Island, Florida, and a good friend of ours, and we play a lot of her music. So I'm going to hang up the microphones, but we'll let the music play for a while, and when everything's over, we'll upload the program to our archive page, so you can listen once again. All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you the next time. Bye now.
rescue them from their peril. Give thanks to the Lord, whose love is everlasting. Give thanks to the Lord, whose love is everlasting. He hushed the storm to a murmur. Waves of the sea were still. The sea grew calm. God brought them to the harbor they longed for. Give thanks to the Lord, whose love is everlasting. Give thanks to take note.